I'd like now to welcome to the program Hughes Winborn. He is a film editor. Some of his films include The Help, The Great Debaters, Crash, Sling Blade, many more, and he is here as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival. He will be doing a special presentation tomorrow, Saturday, the 22nd of October, with Kirk Ellis. And they will be speaking at 3 o'clock at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, I wish we had all day long to talk about your work, because the work of a film editor is perhaps not as out in the spotlight as, certainly not as actors or even directors, but what you do makes or breaks a film. When you start working on a film, where do you come in? In other words, do you get the screenplay and start editing it in your head or in your vision? What is the process like?
Well, it depends. If I'm close to the director, if I've worked with the director before, I'm usually in very early. And even for the rewrite stage of the script. I mean, for instance, on The Help, I was hired a couple of months before they started shooting, and they were writing all the way up, or they were writing while they were shooting. And Taylor, the director, asked me to read, and I read, and I gave him notes and suggested things, and suggested whole swaths of the film to come out that turned out to be the best parts of the film. He didn't take them out wisely.
Very interesting. So when you work on set, the director is doing the director thing, the actors are acting, the director of cinematography is shooting. What are you doing?
Well, usually I'm not on set. I do come to set if they need me. Usually I'm close to set. I'm not always even on location. It's a trend, an unfortunate trend of the last 10 or 15 years that if the film's not shooting in Los Angeles, they often don't take the editor just for financial reasons, because it's a lot of money to put up the crew and hotels, feed them, et cetera, et cetera. But on The Help, you know, I was on location for the first time in Mississippi, and I was on the location for the first time in 14 years, and it was in Mississippi. And I had an editing room about usually no more than a mile away, and they would call me if they needed me. And if they knew something was coming up that needed me to help them with coverage or shots that might need to put the scene together, they would call me and I would come to the set. But I'm not on the set a lot. Usually I'm cutting. If they shoot on Monday, I'm cutting what they shot on Monday on Wednesday, so I can show it to the director. And if we need to make changes, if we need to pick up things along the way, or if he needs to sort of change his approach, he'll be able to see what he's doing, and he can judge that, and we can talk about it.
So it's not like at the end of a shoot, they give you 10 gazillion hours of footage, and you have to start editing.
No, I usually have a cut together a week after shooting.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And on The Help, it was 3 hours. The first cut on The Help was 3 hours and 5 minutes, which is very long.
Yeah, and then you
then
had,
I had
what
to
happens?
Try to cut it down.
And it, again, is the director looking over your shoulder, or what's that process like?
Well, you know, that's different on every show as well. On this show, Tate was not looking over my shoulder all the time, which I appreciated. He came in, he gave me notes, he left, I did my work, he came back. And together, little by little, after they finished shooting, I was still cutting for 6 months. So over a 6 month period with previews and such, we got it down to 220, which is remarkable. I never thought it would be a 2-hour and 20-minute movie.
You thought it would be shorter?
I thought at most it would be two.
Very interesting.
But, you know, interestingly enough, this is a DreamWorks film, and DreamWorks was very smart and it's a great experience working there. They're great people. And in LA with the DGA, every director gets 10 weeks to do his cut. And at 7 weeks we were 247. And the studio said, go have a preview. We won't come. You go have it. You know, bring in an audience. We went to Kansas City. And this was really for Tate to go and go, look, your film is way too long. You got to cut it. This is your, you know, this is the cold water in the face. We went to Kansas City. We previewed, and it was, we kicked butt. I mean, it was great. 240, and this was like, not 247, 242, something like that.
And so they sat there riveted and...
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it myself. I'd been so nervous. And then after that, it was, you know, it was just trying to get it down. We still got, what, another 20 minutes out of the movie. And we took some great stuff out of the film.
Yeah.
Which is always the hardest part. When you know you've got good stuff, you're taking good scenes out. You're taking, and it, what's really tragic is when you're... You know, you're cutting somebody's performance who is phenomenal.
Do you put that on the DVD later?
Yeah, you know, I mean, an interesting story for me was when I did 7 Pounds, Will Smith film with Gabriele Machino, there was one woman who had a part, because I don't know the story, probably everybody probably doesn't know, but there was one, he goes around meeting different people and trying to figure out a way he can help them in their lives, and there was one woman whose story was incredible, and she was a phenomenal actress, but there was one too many stories, and her part had to come out, and it was, you know, it was incredibly sad. It happens on every movie.
Yeah. Now, how has editing style changed in the time that you've been doing this? Because you've been doing it for quite a while. I mean, when you watch movies from the 1950s, there's such a different pacing and different styles and ways of editing.
Well, it's gotten a lot faster. I think first it was music videos, MTV, and there were a lot of great there were a lot of great films that sort of grew out of that style. Movies like Snatch, which everybody tried to emulate for a while. You know, it's, I think people have gotten used to a very quick pace, and they're not as patient with films that take their time. I particularly like films that take their time. I particularly like to cut. I don't particularly like to cut just to cut. I like to cut, especially dialogue scenes. I don't like to move around a lot if I don't have to. And a lot of times, a lot of cutting will indicate a problem with performance or such something. You know, I always feel like cutting away from somebody who's given a great performance just to cut away is... It hurts. It hurts the movie. It hurts the film dramatically. It hurts the intensity of the performance.
So when somebody wants an editor, they might come to you if they want a cutting style of the kind that you just described.
Yeah, no, they do. It's true. Yeah. I mean, like everything else in Hollywood, people get typecast. And I've cut a lot of different styles, but the films that I'm known for are typically dramatic. Excuse me. And they're typically not, you know, quick cut films.
What are the, I mean, when you think about the history of films, what are the maybe great milestones in innovation in terms of editing?
Well, I don't think they're mine. Well, I can tell you that the one that's probably D.D. Allen had the most impact on editing as far as I'm concerned. Bonnie and Clyde was the big change.
Really?
And that's where a lot of the, you know, the rapid cuts came about. I mean, certainly Jean-Luc Godard, Breathless, the jump cuts.
Right, right.
You know, but I have to, you know, to be honest, I know these films, I studied these films when I was growing up, but they didn't really, if I took them in, I took them in the same way everybody else did.
Right.
You know, they just sort of, I didn't think about it. I don't think about it when I'm cutting. I don't think about the style. So, cutting is like music. You know, it's kind of like you watch the people perform, you watch the story evolve, and you just sort of come up with the flow yourself, you know, and I think it's unique to every person. It's like rhythm is to every person. It's different, and every editor, I think, has their own kind of rhythm, and they bring it to, if they have the chops, they bring it to the table when they're doing a film.
If you watch a film and you don't know who edited it, can you sometimes tell?
No, not usually. No. If I notice the editing, it's usually because I notice a problem in the movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Your job is basically to draw people into the spell and the magic of it without drawing attention to yourself.
That's right. Yeah. Unless the point is to call attention to it, you know, and that's the trick.
Yeah.
And that's what the rhythm is about. But by the same token, the rhythm can put you to sleep. You know, so you have to be very, it's very subtle. It's a very subtle art form, cutting a film. It's really interesting. I mean, the longer I do it, the more I realize, and it's cliche, but it's true, the more I realize how little I know about it.
Well, you will be speaking, we're talking to Academy Award winning film editor Hughes Winborn, and you will be speaking to Kirk Ellis tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. Kirk Ellis being the many prize winning author of the HBO series John Adams and much more. Are you going to be talking about editing?
We're going to talk about editing. I think we're going to talk about probably just a more expansive program like you and I are talking right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are if you want to check that out, it's all part of the Santa Fe Film Festival. Hughes Winborn, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned to KSFR.